sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school wrestling. Today, it's live coverage of the Lou Platt Conference Championships in Kearney. High school wrestling on KKPR is brought to you by Craig Weegis of Pioneer Seeds.
For Thomas Conley. So easy takedowns here for Conley, and he wants to get some action here, and he goes with a tip, and he is going to get the pin. There it is. Got what he wanted on that third takedown and stacked him up with the pin in a minute and 31 seconds. Thomas Conley will get the victory.
Adams Central, Kearney Catholic, and Wood River are all state rated teams, with the Patriots claiming the crown last season. Numerous individuals are highly ranked and look to add a conference gold medal to their collection. It's the finals of the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Meet coming up next, as Central Nebraska's best wrestling coverage continues. But first, a new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join KKPR Sports Director Doug Duda and Larry Baker live from Cope Gymnasium in Kearney, right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's our goal at the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
American Legion Post 314 is proud of our Wood River athletes. Check out the new daily lunch specials, served Monday through Friday. We've also made improvements to the beer garden. Come on in and check us out. Rent out the hall for your reception at the Wood River American Legion Post 314. From American Legion Baseball to Wood River Senior High Athletics, Legion Post 314 is proud to wear purple. Go Eagles! From Wood River American Legion Post 314.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravana. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska, with a location near you.
And good afternoon, everyone, from Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic High School. It's time for the 2014 Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Championships. Doug Duda, Larry Baker, Jeff Babel with you here for our annual get-together of the 10 teams of the Lou Platt Conference and some great teams, some great individuals getting ready for the finals coming up here in just a few minutes. And as always, we've got some good finals planned for you, and Larry Baker right off top here, we are going to see maybe the best matches as we thought at the beginning and the end, but already this morning at 106, we didn't get what we thought we were going to see.
Yeah, Wyatt Lane from Loup City doesn't make weight this morning, Doug, so they bumped him up to 113 pounds. He had a pretty tough day. He got beat and then barely got in for a medal, but you're going to get Alex Cantrell in the Wyatt Allen rematch. Allen has beaten Cantrell earlier in the year. Two guys that they think possibly each one of them vie for a state title. And then, of course, at the end of the day, we're going to get number one and number two, Colby Spees out of Wood River and Aaron Bisbee out of Gibbon. Colby Spees had an eventful first period anyway in his semifinal, wrestling Josh Meyer from Adams Central, was on his back all the way through the first period, fought off his back, and then comes right back and pins the Adams Central wrestler. So no doubt about it, We're going to start and finish the day the same way we very well could start and finish the state Class C state tournament, Doug.
And as we know, that there have been some times where these guys get down there and face each other in the state tournament for medals along the way, and it's kind of a precursor. Also, the story, as we look right now, we'll get some updated teams numbers for you here in a little bit, but Adams Central, as expected, is in the lead, and it comes down to Adams Central in this team race is always deep. And can anybody have all the home run hitters to catch up with them? No one's ever going to be as deep as Adams Central as the only Class B team in the field.
Yeah, that's the thing. And coming into the blood and guts round here, they had like a 60-point lead, Doug. It was 140-something to 80 or 90 points. So they were in fine shape. I'm sure they're going to win the thing. And I think that's the key is at the end of the day, they fill every weight. And they're going to place just about every kid. And, you know, Coach Linusky's done a great job getting the schedule better for Adams Central. A kid that's 19 and 14 coming into this tournament, they're 19 very real wins and 14 very real losses. So you're going to get a tough kid when you wrestle Adams Central, no doubt about it.
The story is Adams Central will probably win this, and then second place maybe up in the air. Wood River right now setting in second place. Then Kearney Catholic and Ord are right there chasing them.
Yeah, and I think the key there, Doug, is Kearney Catholic. You talked about home run hitters. Kearney Catholic has guys in the finals that are going to hit it out of the park. I mean, they've got some really good kids that are going to score some points. Wood River's going to do okay. I mean, they've got their heavyweight, Taylor Erpelding. I mean, they've got some of those, but I think Kearney Catholic is going to bring more guys to the table with a chance to hit a home run. But big thing here is Wood River just beats Kearney Catholic in the 220-pound consolation semi, so a medal for Wood River, no medal for Kearney Catholic. It may be out of reach by the time it starts.
We will take a break here on our New Tech Seed pregame show. We've got the finals to preview, and we'll bring you all the action. They'll wrestle three mats, so the finals and the third and fourth place matches will roll right through. We'll have it for you when we come back.
Go forth, save, and prosper. Citizens Bank recognizes the importance of saving. No matter what your goal is, Citizens Bank in Loup City has a savings option that is right for you. Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City is a proud supporter of the area high school athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust offers everything you need in banking to keep your life, farm, and business running financially sound. They appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City, member FDIC.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Your BP dealer in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevinger Farm Products. We'd like to wish all the wrestlers and coaches best of luck. Call today for a CFP fuel card. With Express Gas, you charge at the pump 24 hours to better serve you.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker, Jeff Babel with you here at Cope Gymnasium as we're getting ready for the championships of the Loup Platte Conference Wrestling Tournament. And as you take a look at what happened so far today, Larry, we talked about one of the surprises with a 106-pounder not making weight and then getting knocked off at 113. Any other surprises today?
No, I mean, that's really been the big one. This tournament's always really good in the sense that, you know, there's some heavyweight big bout matches coming, but most generally it's a pretty tough tournament, and you see a lot of good wrestling and some guys that haven't lost along the way maybe get beat on today, and it's not necessarily a surprise. That's probably been the biggest thing that's happened. And the near miss at heavyweight. I'm just telling you, the gym was electric when you had a situation where Josh Meyer from Adams Central gets Colby Spees from Wood River on his back. Colby Spees is an awful good kid. He's a physical specimen. He's going to be awful tough to beat. And when something like that, and a lot of people came here to see the Bisbee Spees final today, so a deal like that would have been a pretty big surprise, but of course it didn't get finished off.
And Bisbee missed last week's Gibbon Invitational because of injury, they could have faced off again in the finals.
That's right. So, I mean, those two won't be done seeing each other today, but or after today, but those matches are so important. Kind of like the match today at 106 with Cantrell and Allen. Those are big matches. They've seen each other. They're going to have to see each other again here. They'll see each other again in 2 weeks at the Loop City Invite, and then again the state meet. So what you want to make sure is somebody just doesn't start to get the upper hand, you know.
There's also some very talented individuals here today. Two-time defending state champion Adam Keening and Thomas Conley of Kearney Catholic. You also had a Cantrell in the finals last year. Then for Adams Central, you've got some very good wrestlers as well, and that's led by Lenuski.
Yeah, and I think the thing is, when you talk about, first of all, you're absolutely right. Keating looked like an absolute machine so far today, and so did Conley. They've got the thing on overdrive right now. But when you talk about Adams Central, Derek Lenuski, he's undefeated on the season. He looks very, very good. But they also left another undefeated wrestler at home. Barry, who's undefeated, you know, you could say probably maybe number one in the state. I mean, he's rated number two, but he's maybe the best kid. He's beaten the best kids. Is out, and whether he comes back or not is really up in the air with the injury that he's sustained. So Adams Central has left some pretty good kids at home this year. Coming into this tournament, they're really banged up, but especially Jack Barry.
Then you take a look at you're helping out at Centura this year. Give me a little talk about Centura, because the talk is the Centurions are the most improved team in the conference.
Yeah, there's no question. Coach Carlson's doing a great job. You've got a situation where a couple years ago there's 2-3 kids out. Now there's 17 guys working hard. You know, they won a tournament last week, and got a couple kids that are pretty legit. You know, the 170-pounder takes a tough loss today to the Adams Central kid. But Brady Huskenfeld, who's rated in the top five in the state, still only has one loss. And Lucas Kine, little Peyton McCord as a freshman, is going to be in today in the championship finals. And so there's no doubt about it, Centura, I would say, not because I'm on the staff, but I've coached in this conference for a long time, and by far they're the most improved team in the conference.
We'll take another break and be back with more for the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament after this.
McCown Truck Parts of Wood River will keep you running. Whether it's your car or two-ton truck, McCown Truck Parts can make the repairs for you or get the parts you need so you can do it yourself. So if you need to get back on the road or keep everything moving on the farm, McCown Truck Parts is the only call you need to make. McCown Truck Parts in Wood River. Call 583-2231. McCown Truck Parts is proud to support the Wood River Eagles.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
Phelan Grain Company is a huge supporter of the Wood River Eagles. High school athletes spend long hours honing their skills, improving mind and body, and then sharing their hard work and talent with their team and their community. Phelan Grain wants to say thank you to all the high school athletes and coaches for giving us a reason to stand up and cheer. Win or lose, you make Wood River proud. Phelan Grain says, go Eagles! Phelan Grain Company of Wood River.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back to High School Wrestling, brought to you in part by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer. Doug Duda, Larry Baker, we welcome in Jeff Babel to our coverage. And, Jeff, some important matches, not only necessarily in the finals, but some of these third and fourth place matches could be important down the line as well.
Yeah, for certainly. And some of the matchups we wanted to see, Doug, we weren't able to see because, you know, some people missed weight or some people were hurt. But a lot of the matchups we did see, and it's not just the first and second place matchups, it's those 3-4 matchups where coming down the road there are districts. And even if at the state tournament, seeding-wise at districts, those sometimes those 3, 4, 5, it's all about matchups. And the better matchups you can get, if you can get a head-to-head win-loss against somebody or get a second head-to-head win on somebody, that's huge, because anywhere in that heartbreak round at districts, It's really all about matchups across the brackets, and so very, very important to get a head-to-head win against somebody you might see down the road.
Larry, you take a look at some of these matchups here today. What are you looking forward to besides the two that we talked about at 106 and 285? Those are tough for the top guys, but was there a deeper bracket?
Yeah, actually, I think the deepest bracket that we had today was 138 pounds. At 138 pounds today, it was 138, 145 pounds. You know, at 145, we seeded seven kids. You know, you seed seven out of nine kids, and that's pretty rough. You're number one and number three. Actually, I think it was the four that got through, but David Gross out of St. Paul. But 138 was extremely deep as well. When you start looking at the top five kids, are really good kids, all had been right in there. So, and that's always really the case, Doug, as we get in that 130 to about 152 pounds. It's where most of your high school kids weigh, so those are always usually pretty deep weights.
We will take a look at who made the finals when we come back with Lou Platt Conference Wrestling coverage here on Classic Hits.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
When your back hurts, you hurt, period. When you have back pain, you need to remember only two things: Klingensmith Family Chiropractic and their new location. Dr. John Klingensmith uses spinal manipulation to relieve back and neck pain and speed recovery from sports and other injuries. Now he has a new location just west of Kmart on the corner of 4th and 48th. When you have back pain, you need to remember only two things: Klingensmith Family Chiropractic and their new location just west of the Kearney Kmart.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show, getting ready for the championship round of the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Caro, Loup City. Adams Central is your team leader going into the championships and third and fourth place matches with 168 points. Wood River is second with 125.5. Gibbon has vaulted up to third with 108 points. Kearney Catholic right behind him in fourth with 105. Then a tie between Donovan Trumbull and Ord, each with 77 points. Centura is 7th with 74. St. Paul is 8th with 62.5. 9th is Arcadia Loup City with 56. And 10th is Ravenna with 31. And Larry, I guess this is as good a time as any. Today, Ravenna wrestling with only four wrestlers on varsity. Their numbers are way down right now. And they're also wrestling without their head coach, Dom Reichs, whose father passed away. The funeral is today. We have worked with Dom since the day we started wrestling coverage, probably even before we came here to Classic Hits and Platte River Preps. So our condolences out to Dom Reichs and his entire family. The passing of his dad, it's unusual not to see his smiling face around the wrestling mats.
Yeah, no question. And you're talking about, you know, a real wrestling family. Dom was a two-time state champion, as was his brother from Elgin, Pope John. So the wrestling family definitely has a loss today. And it's actually one of the nice things that's come out of that is, as you know, the Trampy twins are split. One coaches at home with Dad in Ord, and the other coaches with Dom, and they're both wearing Blue Jay Blue today and coaching together, coaching Ravenna. So that was nice to see. But there's no doubt about it that wrestling will mourn this. The Reichs are a big wrestling family in the state.
Well, unfortunately, in the Lou Platt Conference, we've had a couple of tragedies, passings here in the last couple of weeks here, and a real class act last night by the Ravenna basketball team wearing the Team Higgins warm-up T-shirts in honor of the Higgins family at Loup City, whose son Of course, Mark has been doing a great job there with the basketball program as an assistant coach, and his son was in a horrible car accident. We were up there just a few days after that happened when Arcadia Loup City played Shelton a week ago Tuesday, and found out about it then, and down at Madonna and Lincoln and going through things. So, unfortunately, we know that the Luplat Conference and these towns and schools are rivals just down the road, but we also know they respect each other and care about each other, and it's unfortunate circumstances like this that point that out.
No question, and it is a very tight conference, a very family conference. The rivalries within it, Doug, are very real. None of us like to lose to each other, that's for sure. And it was nice to see and hear about when you talk about the Ravana deal. You know, the Higgins family is a very important family to the Luplat Conference, not just Loup City. That young man is a tremendous young man. I've known him for a really long time, and his mother and his father and mean a lot to my wife and I. But they've meant a great deal to this conference. Coach Higgins has been great. So you're exactly right, Doug. I mean, this conference, we love to battle each other, man. But when the going gets tough, this conference will come together.
We will take a break here and give you the starting lineups as we looked at the team scores, the starters, the guys in the finals right after this timeout on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
So many advantages of shopping at Joe's Market in Loup City. You know the people who work there, and they know you. Not to mention the great service and fresh meats, including homemade Polish sausage. Isn't it just nice to know that all the food you can buy locally is fresh, and the people that help you are the same friendly faces that live on the same street? Their kids go to the same school. That's what you get at Joe's Market in Loup City. Joe's Market is proud to support the area athletes.
As always, we want to thank Athletic Director Rick Petrie and the many fine sponsors that support high school wrestling and allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the season. Let's take a look now at the lineups in the championships brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. Here are the matchups. At 106 pounds, it'll be one of the big finals of the day. Alex Cantrell of Kearney Catholic taking on Wyatt Allen from Wood River. Let's take a look at, they have split their matches this year, Larry.
Yes, they have. Early in the year, Allen beat Cantrell. And, of course, last week we know Cantrell came back to get a two-point win. Big matchup, Doug. Who's going to win the rubber match here?
113 pounds, Vinny Pearson of Gibbon will take on Andrew Schilke of Adams Central. At 120 pounds, Tom Roach, a defending champion in this conference tournament. He has been here numerous times. Well, last year he was second to Damon Rodriguez, who transferred up to Kearney High. But Tom Roach, the number one seed at 120 from Donovan Trumple, will take on Peyton Brodick of Adams Central. At 126 pounds, Taylor Erpelding of Wood River will take on Dylan Pozoza of St. Paul. At 132, it's Zach McNally of Donovan Trumple against Peyton McCord from Centura. At 138, it'll be the two-time defending state champion Adam Keating of Kearney Catholic taking on Eric Rosvet of Adams Central. At 145, David Gross, one of the few guys that knocked off a number one seed here today. Gross of St. Paul will take on Joseph Feldner of Kearney Catholic. Larry, I think that'll be an intriguing matchup.
Yeah, no question. David Gross is a really good kid, Doug. He's been up and down in weight between 145 and 152 pounds this year, but he's a tough grinder, and his mother is actually my mentor. She teaches at Centura, so we root for him a little.
152 pounds, our first Ord Chanticleer is Brennan Leach. He'll take on Tyler Ziegler of Adams Central. And then Derek Ledesky, undefeated at 160 from Adams Central, will take on Cade Swoboda of Ord. At 170 pounds, Colton Brown of Gibbon will take on Chaz Jansen of Adams Central. Your 182-pound final, Thomas Conley of Kearney Catholic will take on Gage Smedra from Ord. At 195 pounds, Ryan Newyear of Gibbon against Kalen Garrett of Donovan Trumbull. At 220, Brady Husenfeld of Centura against Alex Meyer of Adams Central. And at heavyweight, Colby Spees of Wood River and Aaron Bisbee of Gibbon. And those are your championship opponents coming up here at the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. The lineup's brought to you by Five Points Bank of Kearney. And we're back with more on Classic Hits after this timeout.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Convenience isn't defined by how big a business is. It's defined by how convenient it is for you. Brem's Health Mart Pharmacy is a hometown business that makes shopping easy. First Health Mart pharmacists know there's nothing more important to you than your family's well-being. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and Brem's provides the hometown services you want. From prescriptions to gifts to beauty and health aids, and now digital photo processing. Shop Brem's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul. Health Mart. Caring for you and about you. Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
Back on the New Tech Seed pregame show, Doug Duda along with Jeff Babel and, of course, our big man in the middle here, Larry Baker. Jeff, why don't you read down our Class C rated wrestlers? All these guys highlighted are in the finals here today.
Alex Cantrell at 106 for Kearney Catholic, rated second in the state. Wyatt Allen from Wood Rivers, third in the state. That'll be an interesting final, to say the least. 120, we got Tom Roach from Donovan Trumbull at 120 pounds, and this is in Class C, mind you, as well. Taylor Erpelding, excuse me, from Wood River, rated third at 126. At 138, Adam Keating of Kearney Catholic finalist last year. We're going to try and get back there this year as well. 182 pounds, Thomas Connolly of Kearney Catholic, rated number one in the state, looking to make another state championship as well. At 220, Brady Husenfeld from Centura, rated fifth in the state. And at heavyweight, Colby Spees from Wood River and Aaron Binsby from Gibbon, rated 1-2 respectively in Class C. And I know there's a few Class B wrestlers for Adams Central. Andrew Schulke from Adams Central at 113 didn't make the final. Derek Lanowski at 160. And then, of course, Jack Berry is hurt, so he's not here as well, but there's our rated wrestlers for you in the finals, Doug.
Schulke is in the finals. He'll take on Vinny Pearson of Gibbon, so there you go. But Adam Central's there, and then the lone Class D wrestler did not make it into the finals and didn't make weight today, Larry.
No, and the thing is, I'm sure of it, Lucas Obermiller will get that fixed. You know, it's, if they can get his weight under control and get him to focus in on things, Doug, he's the best 106-pounder in Class D. He'll win that weight class. You and I talked about it a couple weeks ago at the Amherst Invite that maybe he needed to work on getting his weight under control. Here we see it. You know, I think for the fourth time this year, he hasn't made it. What they've got to do is get that under control, and they will. And if he does, he can win a state championship. If he doesn't, it'll be a season he'll never forget.
Yeah, and for Wyatt, he's a junior. You've got to Cantrell. He's a senior trying to wrestle at 106 pounds. That's tough to do.
Yeah, at times it is. I think his body, Wyatt Lane's, is he can do it. He's not sucked out, you know, too far. But there's no question, the older you get, that's a tougher weight. 1 pound is a lot when that's all you weigh.
Well, that is our pregame show brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Starker, a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We're about ready to get our wrestling underway. The Lou Platt Conference Championships are next here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Are you satisfied with your current Pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current Pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for pivot sales and service in Central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best dark pivot dealer around.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Well, let's get it underway, Larry Baker. We've got three mats, so we'll have consolation and championships all going out at the same time. But our featured match, Alex Cantrell, Kearney Catholic, Wyatt Allen, Wood River, they're already in, and we've got our first takedown.
Yeah, and Cantrell, Wyatt Allen kind of takes a shot. Cantrell counters and just gets right behind him. It will be interesting to see. I'm telling you, Wyatt Allen's a real deal. He'll win a state championship before his career's done, I'll assure you of that. But it just Cantrell looks more physically mature. It's a senior versus a freshman, and you really saw it in that first takedown.
And at 113, Vinny Pearson of Gibbon is taking on Andrew Schilke of Adams Central. At our 106 consolation, it will be Tobler of Ravenna against Uden of Donovan Trumbull. And Uden in on the early shot here, but Tobler hanging on to the leg. They go off the mat at 106, and they'll restart.
Yeah, and Cantrell's doing a nice job there. You know, Allen gets the big win over Cantrell early in the season. That's one of those ones sometimes you wish that younger kid would lose early and win later in the season, because sometimes as a freshman, it's hard for you to keep that momentum going forward.
Schilke in on the double leg and gets the takedown here over Pearson of Gibbon at 113 pounds. They're on the edge of the mat midway through the first period, so Schilke is up by a score of 2-0. And here in the consolation match, Tober of Ravenna gets the takedown right before the end of the period, and he'll lead it 2-0 after one.
Yeah, and there's been nothing more really happen in the Cantrell-Allen match. Cantrell's riding tough, but Allen just hasn't been close to getting out here.
39 seconds to go in the first period. And they restart over here at 113 as well. Schilke coming off the bottom half of the bracket here, but this is a thing we see every year too. The Adams Central records may not be as good, but this is where you get that B versus C competition.
Yeah, because I'm just telling you, Coach Lenuski has beefed up their schedule. He was reading some losses today in there, and it's like, geez, it's nobody anybody here has even seen. That's a big escape, Doug.
Escape over here for Wyatt Allen. He bridged, he came to his feet, he stayed on the mat, and he escapes late here in the first period, and it will be 2-1 as we go to the second period in our 106-pound championship. Cantrell of Kearney Catholic leading Allen of Wood River. Here's two more points on a near fall for Schilke of Adams Central, and he leads it 4-0 with 10 seconds to go in the period. And back over here at the consolation, it is Uden of Donovan Trumbull rolling Tobler Ravenna onto his back, but I don't know if he got any near fall points out of
it. I don't think so, Doug. Still going to be 2-2, minute left in the second period.
Back over now to the championship at 106. Cantrell will be on bottom to start the second period, leading it 2-1 over Wyatt Allen of Wood River. And at 113 pounds, the first period comes to an end. Schilke of Adams Central leading Pearson of Gibbon by a score of 4-0. Pearson wins the toss. He defers. Schilke will take down.
Allen looks really good here. He drove a leg in. He's had Cantrell flat here for 30 seconds. first 30 seconds of this period. That was a big escape with 10 seconds left, Doug, to make it 2-1.
He's trying to set up a cradle here, and he almost lost the arm up top. I think Cantrell's trying to slide that head out the back door, Larry.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now he's got Cantrell flat again. He's trying to work a half. Allen's riding tough here. He's got that boot stuck in again. Crossbody ride.
In our consolation match, some near fall points here for Utah to go in the second period. And Tobler of Ravenna trying to stay off his back. Tyler needs to fight it off for the last 10 seconds here. It's going to be close. And over here at the championship, there's three more near fall. Schilke of Adams Central on top to start the period. He's now up 8-0.
Boy, yeah. There's a blood timeout in the 106-pound match, and that's going to be a big deal. Allen was riding him tough. I don't think Cantrell was going to get out. Now Cantrell's going to get a fresh start.
Schilke off the bottom, Doug, over there at the 113 championship with a quick reversal. Looked like he might have had enough for a three near fall. Just gave him two, so he's up 8-0 right now, late in the second period.
So 8-0, that is right. He did start on bottom because Pearson deferred. Over here at the consolation, they start 5-2 in the third period in favor of Uden of Donovan Trumbull. Blood time over at 106. They're ready to go again. It is Cantrell of Kearney Catholic leading Allen of Wood River 2-1 with 45 seconds to go here in the second period, and Allen will get his choice in the third. So Cantrell needs to get that escape to have the advantage. You got to figure each kid gets an escape, and then it'll come down to Allen maybe being able to get a takedown in the third period.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, that blood timeout was huge for Cantrell because the fresh start allows you a chance to get out. He can create scrambles, and he's got a better chance to get out. 30 seconds left. He's to his feet. Allen drops down to a leg. Nice job returning him.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful counter by Wyatt Allen. They're down to 25 seconds to go, and Cantrell's able to face his coaches on the mat. And Coach Matt Rogers and Kenny Luther trying to give him some instructions, but Allen, the freshman, doing a great job. The second period is over at 113. Schilke of Adams Central, an 8-0 lead over Pearson of Gibbon with a reversal and near fall in the second period. Pearson decides to go both up to start the third period, and late at 106, big points, Larry.
Yeah, 3 seconds left. Cantrell hits a switch. 3 seconds left in the second period. Cantrell gets the reversal to make it 4-1.
That is huge because otherwise it's 2-1 and all Allen needs is an escape and they wrestle on their feet the rest of the period. Now it's up to him to make his decision on what he wants to do. By the way, Uden at the 106 consolation in control now over Tyler Tobler. He is up 10-2. Dan Uden of Donovan Trumbull with 37 seconds now, 13-2 left in the match.
Yeah, and that's huge, Doug, down there because now Allen's got to get out, get a takedown and ride him out just to get to overtime.
And so he does take bottom, comes to his feet. Cantrell throws him, but loses kind of a little position here, and we may have a reversal.
Yeah, Wyatt Allen's looking to get two here, Doug, and he does. Beautiful job when he stood up. Cantrell went to take him back down to the mat. Wyatt Allen hits a standing Gramby, was tough enough to get dropped on his head and still come out for the reversal. It's 4-3. You got a big decision here if you're Coach Waddington. You probably should cut him and work for the takedown.
Back over here at 113 pounds, it was a takedown by Andrew Schilke of Adams Central. Then Pearson of Gibbon got an escape. It's 10-1.
Yeah, and another touchdown there, Doug. A couple of double legs. And Schilke of Adams Central just taking it right now to Pearson from Gibbon.
Final score at the consolation, 13-2. Uden back over here. We're down at the 106-pound championship. One of the featured matches of the day, Larry Baker. 1 minute left, and Cantrell really isn't doing much off the bottom here.
No, Wyatt Allen's got his boots thrown in, and he's just beating him to death. There, Coach Waddington finally says, cut him. You got to get the takedown and ride him here.
And Allen looks at the score clock. 50 seconds to go. It's 5-3.
He's in deep, Doug.
Out of bounds. They were out of bounds. Allen was in on the shot, the double leg, but at the edge of the mat. There has not been a stall warning issued as of yet.
No, and they've got a good official. Bryce Abbey's in the center on this. Tremendous official. So you got a big-time match, big-time official. Wyatt Allen's going to score a takedown here, Doug.
33 seconds to go. It's 5-5. 120-pound championship. Tom Roach, Donovan Trumbull, and Peyton Brodick of Adams Central have just started, and we finished at 113. 14-3, Andrew Schilke of Adams Central taking care of Vinny Pearson of Gibbon. If you're Allen, do you just ride him, or are you still trying to score?
No, you ride his guts out here and go to overtime. knowing you just got the last takedown and you attack on your feet.
10 seconds to go. It looks like we're headed to overtime in the 106-pound final.
And I tell you, Doug, it looks to me like Allen's got Cantrell on his heels here a little bit. Look how slow Cantrell is to come off the mat. Wyatt Allen's up. His foot's on the line. He's ready for overtime to start. 1 minute here. No clock running. Bryce Abbey started it. There's no clock running. They still have not started the clock, Doug.
And now they've got to stop it and restart it over here. I noticed during the third period it's been flickering a little bit. So there's 51 seconds left. And right now Tom Roach with a very quick takedown and near fall here at 120 pounds. And, Jeff, it looks like he got out no problem.
Yeah, and Tom Roach, the first-seeded wrestler, he's just taking complete control. Going to try and work the left side here, get him to his back.
Back over 106 pounds.
Yeah, big. Hits a nice duck under all the way through. Cantrell just looked dead on his feet there in the third period. Once they got back to his feet, he just looked like he didn't quite have enough gas in the tank. Now you're sitting here 2-1. Allen Cantrell on the season. In 2 weeks, Doug, they're going to do it again at Loop City.
Wyatt Allen, a 7-5 overtime win over Cantrell, a state finalist from last year here at the Loup Platte Conference Championships. And Cantrell was right there in the championships last year. Cantrell lost to Schilke. Schilke just won at 113 pounds. So yeah. 2 second-place medals there for Cantrell. Back over at 120 pounds, Tom Roach continues to be in control here with a big lead going into the second period. He's picked up 3 more near fall over Brodick of Adams Central. He leads it 8-0.
Yeah, Tom Roach, Doug, is a great wrestler for Donovan Trumbull. He's a tough, tough kid. You know, he came into the day 22-2. He's had a heck of a season.
We've got 2 consolation matches going at 113 and 120. We need to take a break. Be back with more of the Loup Platte Conference Wrestling Championships after this.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
And back at the Loup Platte Conference Wrestling Championships, Donovan Trumbull's Tom Roach pins Peyton Brodick as we come back here. He had an 8-0 lead in the first period. He was in total domination. He gets the pin in 3:11. And Tom's been picking up a lot of medals during his career. He finally gets one. Arcadia Loup City getting pinned by Leach of Ord. Peyton Leach of Ord pins him. In no time at all, yeah. First period.
Yeah, it was in the first period. Dougie neck wrenched him right to his back and just laid him out. Wyatt Allen's got a little soul searching to do. He gets beat in the semis today. Was lucky to get a last second win in the consolation semis and then gets ripped there. Lucas will take care of him, I believe that. But what you've got to do here is get into somebody's head and their heart and get that fixed, because that's what's wrong in that deal. They'll get him taken care of in a couple weeks, I'm sure of it.
Well, he didn't make weight. And he's the number one ranked 106-pounder. He hadn't wrestled the kid for more, and he goes out and gets a fourth-place medal here, which was unexpected. The kid comes in 20, with one loss coming in, and he gets two losses here today.
Yep, that's exactly right. You never want to see that. What you have to make sure of in that deal as a coach is fix them mentally. Know that there's nothing wrong physically. Who you are is truly who you are. You just got to fix him mentally.
And let's go over to Jeff Babel. Jeff, what do we got going on here on Matt 1?
Scott there from Arcadia Loop City with another quick reversal on Rodriguez. Rodriguez does lead 8-5, but Scott right now on top looking to get him to his back, try to tie this baby up at 8.
That's Jorge Rodriguez of Wood River leading it 8-5 with a minute to go in the match over McQuay Scott of Arcadia Loop City. Larry, what else we got going?
Yeah, we've got Lee Sanchez from Loop City right now at 132, wrestling the Kearney Catholic wrestler, Doug, for third and fourth. No score. 20 seconds left in the first.
That is the younger Conley in the freshman Ty Conley. We've got the 126-pound matchup between Erpelding of Wood River and Dylan Pezzoza of St. Paul on deck.
Are they on deck, Doug, or did Erpelding forfeit? I saw Pezzoza walk out on the mat, and then we looked away, and now the Sanchez match is up. I'm wondering if did Erpelding from Wood River forfeit? He got sick, Doug, so he's not going to wrestle in the finals. So Dylan Pezzoza will be your conference champion at 126.
Well, that's too bad. Erpelding, a state-rated wrestler, not able to go out and get a conference championship here today.
Yeah, no question.
So we've got three consolation matches going on right now out there at 120, 126, and 132. And at 126 right now, it is Gilliland of Adams Central in complete control over Quist of Donovan Trumbull. He's about ready to tech fall, and he leads it by a score of 12-0 with a minute 30 to go in the second period. Yeah. Let's update what we've got over here at 120, Jeff.
Jorge Rodriguez tried to sit out and milk the game away. McKay Scott tried to ride him out and maybe turn him to his back 2 seconds ago. I don't think he'll be able to do it. So it looks like Jorge Rodriguez from Wood River will be your third place winner at 120 pounds.
8-5, and over here it is Conley of Kearney Catholic in trouble against Sanchez of Arcadia Loop City, who leads 7-0 midway through the second period trying to get the pin. Coming up, 138 pounds. Undefeated two-time state champion Adam Keating of Kearney Catholic takes the mat now against Eric Rosebett of Adams Central.
Yeah, and Keating, like I said, has just looked like a machine so far today, Doug. He's looked really, really good, changing directions. He's looked fluid on his feet. He's going to be tough to beat this year. Also stepping on the mat, 132-pound final, Doug, Zach McNally of Donovan Trumbull and Peyton McCord from Centura.
Well, obviously, Donovan Trumbull's program, I think you could have said maybe 2 years ago, was the most improved, and they've started to just now get to where they want to be, stay there, be consistent. They've got three kids here in the finals today.
Yeah, Donovan Trumbull's done a great job with their program, Doug. And, I mean, clearly their football program has helped. You've got Coach Breckner and Coach Head leading both of those things. Coach Breckner, of course, is also the AD. So there's no question things are moving in the right direction in that place.
And no time at all. McNally gets the takedown here for Donovan Trumbull to be up 2-0. And then he's just going to cut him and start on their feet here off the restart. So it's 2-1. McNally very confident on his feet. And McCord shucks him by and tries to grab the leg but misses it. And now McNally is going to ride him, it looks like, maybe off the mat here.
McCord is very tough to wrestle. He's just a freshman, but he's extremely tough to wrestle. He's very flexible, kind of wormy.
Adam Keating over here gets a takedown, and he has got Rosebett on his back, Larry.
Yeah, he took him down, was riding him in a crab ride there, Doug, and then kind of took him over and punched the mat with a half and stuck him 36 seconds left in the first.
Keating, when we were at state 2 years ago, had the miracle comeback in the semifinals, and the kid has just been on fire now for 2.5 years.
Yeah, because arguably that first state championship that he gets comes out of nowhere. You're like, are you kidding me? How does this happen with that comeback? And now you can't touch him.
Back over here at 132. Jeff, what do we got?
Yeah, I got a couple more takedowns there for McNally, up 6-1 now, pretty much in control, putting in the legs on the left side, trying to work it there. Doesn't work, so he's going to go high here. And looks like Satura is going to try and get out, and McNally back on top.
Gross and Feldner just took the mat, Doug.
And it looks like it's almost all over here. Sanchez of Arcadia Loop City in the 132 consolation leads Ty Conley of Kearney Catholic by a score of 12-0. David Gross, St. Paul, Joseph Feldner, Kearney Catholic, 145-pound championship. We're rolling right along. We need to take a break to hear from some of our great sponsors, and we'll be back with more of the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Meet after this.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's our goal at the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
American Legion Post 314 is proud of our Wood River athletes. Check out the new daily lunch specials, served Monday through Friday. We've also made improvements to the beer garden. Come on in and check us out. Rent out the hall for your reception at the Wood River American Legion Post 314. From American Legion Baseball to Wood River Senior High Athletics, Legion Post 314 is proud to wear purple. Go Eagles! From Wood River American Legion Post 314.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravana. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska, with a location near you.
Back to the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Championships, and at 145, a lot of hand fighting, but right now, Kearney Catholic and Felder trying to get a takedown, but Larry, it looks like time expired.
No, Doug, and that's a deal where Fieldner's trying to turn him with a cradle. He did get two. I thought he didn't get it, and a lot of times you'll get that situation where that guy's trying like heck to turn him with a cradle, and he should just get his two near fall, but Gross was fighting for his life there to stay off his back.
The first minute 40, there wasn't anything going on. Now back over here at 132, McNally of Donovan Trumbull gets a reversal about midway through this second period, then picks up some more near fall points, and boy, he's stacking him up here.
Yeah, he's riding tough. McCord's giving up a ton of back points. And situation where Peyton McCord's just a freshman. He's really tough. Sometimes he gets in spots where he gives up a lot of back points, but he's never out of a match.
Take a look at Zexer of Adams Central and Folkers of Ravenna there at the 145-pound consolation. And it looks like a two-point takedown here for Ravenna.
Just as I say that, Doug, Peyton McCord turns McNally to his back, gets two reversal and two near fall. I'm telling you, the kid's never out of a match. He's an extremely tough kid. He's very hard to wrestle. He's going to choose down 14-5 going to the third.
Back over here at 145, an escape for Kearney Catholic and Joseph Felder, who chose bottom to start the second period, and he leads David Gross of St. Paul by a score of 3-0. Felder was the 2 seed. Gross was the 4 seed in a pretty deep weight class at 145.
Well, yeah, Gross had to beat in the 4-5 matchup. He had Hovey out of Loup City, who was a Class B state qualifier last year for Lexington. So you've got 2 state qualifiers meeting in the first round in the 4-5 matchup. So Gross had to earn his way here. Fieldner did beat him the first week of the season. So this is a rematch. Here you go, Peyton McCord. Peyton McCord just turned him to his back.
McNally, who was up 14-1, is in trouble with minute 20 to go here. He's picked up 2 more points on the reversal. 14-7. McCord has scored 6 in a row. And he's going to have to get the pin to win the match, though, and he knows that, Larry Baker.
Yeah, and he is a pinner, Doug. He's an extremely tough kid. Once he gets it going his way, he'll keep it going his way.
And they're coming towards the edge of the mat here, and McCord's trying to pull him back in. And right now, not much going on for McNally on bottom. I'm surprised they haven't dinged him for a stall warning here.
Very physical. Peyton McCord just went across his face to the far tricep. Nice and physical. You like to see that out of a freshman, Doug.
Over here at 145, Gross of St. Paul in on a shot, down 3-0 with 40 seconds to go in the second period. He's just about got it finished, and there it is. Takedown for David Gross. So Felder of Kearney Catholic leads 3-2 with 30 seconds to go in the second period.
And Felder's got to be careful not to give up back points there.
And working on a pin over here in the 145 consolation is Sam Folkers of Ravenna. Felder beat him 5-2, so Felder actually the 3 seed and Gross the 4 seed in the finals. And so you've got a couple of kids over here. Even your number 1 seed didn't make it in for a medal in Rojas of Wood River.
Yeah.
And avoiding the pin there is Zesker of Adams Central, but it's 5-0 in favor of Folkers of Ravenna late in the second period. And escape makes it 5-1.
Yeah, they're starting to get after it down there at 145.
An escape by Feldner. It is 4-2. And it looks like they're going to run out of gas over here. McCord had too much to come back from, and McNally's just going to lay on the mat and let the time run out after doing all the work getting his points in the first two periods.
Yeah, Peyton McCord's going to have a very bright career, Doug. Year number one in the Luplac Conference. He's a runner-up. Tremendous athlete, great kid.
And Zach McNally comes out, does what he has to do, does everything but get the pin early on, and then is able to ride it out for a 14-7 victory. So, on bottom will be David Gross for St. Paul, trailing Joseph Felder of Kearney Catholic 4-2 in the 145-pound final as they go to the third period.
Yeah, and they're going to go to the third period, and with Gross down, it really does put him in a pretty good position to be able to get out and get a takedown to win. He needs to get out and get a takedown, and he can win. Feldner's riding him tough. It looks like Gross might be out of gas.
Yeah, I was going to say Gross kind of came to a sit-out and didn't do anything.
Yeah, his face is flushed awful hard here.
Yeah, and Feldner going to do everything he can just to kind of control the arm. Doesn't even really have a leg in right now, Larry. He's just kind of riding him out because Gross isn't doing much. He's going to have maybe one more spark of energy in him. He does come to his feet. They're at the edge of the mat, and Feldner will throw him off the mat. And there's locked hands, and that's a point. So now an escape would tie it.
Now an escape will tie. That's big. 132-pound final. Or no, that's a is that a final, Doug, or the consolation? That's the consolation.
Yeah, Gibbon and Centura.
Quinn Rockefeller and Lucas Kine at 138 pounds. No score through the first period. But that locked hands is big down there, Doug, because now you've got a situation where Gross does just have to find the energy to tie the thing up.
Larry Baker, Jeff Babel, along with me, Doug Duda, on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ord, and, of course, our friends in Ravenna and PlatteRiverPreps.com. A minute to go in the 145-pound final. Joseph Feldner of Kearney Catholic, a 4-3 lead over David Gross of St. Paul. And Gross is on bottom. He needs an escape to be able to tie things up. But everything right now, Feldner's wrestling fairly smart. Everything's on the edge of the mat. So if he gets in trouble, he just yanks him or pushes him out.
Yeah, and he's kind of doing it on purpose. Gross has got to keep the thing in the center of the mat. If Gross can keep it in the center of the mat, he'll be okay.
138 consolation. There was no score in the first period there between Rockefeller of Gibbon and Kine of Centura, and Rockefeller will take bottom of the second. We're just about done here at the 138-pound consolation, Jeff. 7-1, it looks like. 7-1, the score. Ravenna is going to get the victory there with Folkers. Sam Folkers will take third.
Gross just got a reversal, hit a standing switch, Doug. He's going to take a 5-4 lead with 30 seconds left, and he gets an arm. Feldner's arm back right away, and he's looking to turn him. Really nice job, came to his feet and hit a standing switch. Feldner was trying to push him out of bounds again, just as you had mentioned, and Gross used the pressure to hit a standing switch.
Now Feldner looks like he is very winded. You've got two tired wrestlers with 22 seconds to go. Now Feldner needs the escape to tie. He's down 5-4 on bottom on the restart.
Yeah, he's got to ride tough here. Now at this point, you don't want it to go to overtime. It's David Gross. You've done all the work.
18 seconds, Feldner to his feet. They head to the edge of the mat again. Feldner tries to sit out, and he yanks him off the mat. 12 seconds is all that's left for Feldner.
Yeah, 12 seconds left, and these restarts always favor the bottom man. The restarts always favor the bottom man.
12 seconds. Gross trying to hang on. Feldner is quick off the whistle, and Gross just picks his ankle. 8 seconds. And Gross is going to, Feldner doesn't do anything. Gross going to be able to turn him, and that's going to be the end of the match. He's even giving him back points, it looks like, here. Gross is going to win it by a score of 5-4 in comeback fashion over Feldner of Kearney Catholic. And that means it's up to Thomas Conley to get a medal, championship medal for Kearney Catholic today.
Yeah, because other than Adam Keating, that's the only one they've gotten.
Now let's go back over to the 152-pound consolation. It'll be Rogers of Kearney Catholic and Thompson of Wood River. 138 consolation. Jeff, how'd we finish up?
Yeah, Lucas Kine threw in the legs there, Doug, got the pin with 6 seconds to go in the second period. Rode Quentin Rockefeller, threw in the legs deep, 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 just kind of was patient, waited for it, got the pin, some big points there for Centura.
The 152-pound final, Brennan Leach of Ord, Tyler Ziegler of Adams Central, then Adams Central's Derek Lineski and Cade Swoboda of Ord at 160. Chaz Jansen of Adams Central at 170, Gage Smedra of Ord at 182, so most of their wrestlers are still to come, and quickly, Ziegler is in on a takedown.
Yeah, really tough, Doug. Got in there tough, and they're going to give a reversal.
And it's 5-2, so Ziegler takedown near fall, reversal Leach. He's down 5-2 early on here, and a scoreless first period between Ryan Rogers of Kearney Catholic and his Wood River opponent, Christian Thompson, scoreless. And Rogers will take bottom in the start of the second period. 160, here's Lineski of Adams Central, undefeated against Cade Swoboda of Ord, and he's got the early takedown, does Lineski.
Yeah, Lineski went out and got right after it. And this is where Derek Lineski's really tough, Doug. He rides tough. He's a legger, very, very physical. I think he's probably your favorite to win the Class B 160-pound state championship.
An escape now for Tyler Ziegler of Adams Central, and he and Leach of Ord both on their feet, 40 seconds in, and oh, in on a great double leg, but then he lost it, and Leach going to throw him down almost to his back, a big scramble, and still no points have been awarded, and it's going to be a takedown for Ziegler. What a great, great array of counter, recounter over there at 152.
Yeah, and Derry Tramp, he's not happy. He knows he had a chance there. He knows Brennan Leach had a chance to get what he wanted there. You have to be careful with those Ord wrestlers when you're wrestling some of those leg takedown stuff. They've got a knack for taking you to your back.
Swoboda let up here for Ord, so it's 2-1 in the score. Midway through the first period at 160, Lineski of Adams Central up 2-1. The first period at 152 saw a ton of scoring. It's Ziegler of Adams Central 8, Leach of Ord 2. We're back with more of the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Championships after this on Classic Hits 98.9.
Go forth, save, and prosper. Citizens Bank recognizes the importance of saving. No matter what your goal is, Citizens Bank in Loup City has a savings option that is right for you. Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City is a proud supporter of the area high school athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust offers everything you need in banking to keep your life, farm, and business running financially sound. They appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City, member FDIC.
Your BP dealer in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevinger Farm Products. We'd like to wish all the wrestlers and coaches best of luck. Call today for a CFP fuel card. With Express Gas, you charge at the pump 24 hours to better serve you.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
McCown Truck Parts of Wood River will keep you running. Whether it's your car or two-ton truck, McCown Truck Parts can make the repairs for you or get the parts you need so you can do it yourself. So if you need to get back on the road or keep everything moving on the farm, McCown Truck Parts is the only call you need to make. McCown Truck Parts in Wood River. Call 583-2231. McCown Truck Parts is proud to support the Wood River Eagles.
You're listening to the Lily Platte Conference Wrestling Championships. Doug Duda, Larry Baker, Jeff Babel here at Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic. The 152 and 160 finals are both between Adams Central and Ord. And at 152, pretty much dominating now. Leach had a chance to put Ziegler on his back, didn't, and Ziegler has controlled.
Yeah, Ziegler just ended up on top of him, Doug, and he was running near-wrist tilts. And he'd get the five count, and they'd go back over. He'd let go, and he'd near-wrist tilt again, and he now has a 16-3 lead going into the third period over Brennan Leach of Ord.
What about at 160, Lineski, a 2-1 lead over Swoboda of Ord, and he is trying to pick up some points on top here in the period, Jeff.
Yeah, he's been working the legs heavy in this second period, Doug. He's had him to his back a few times. There he finally gets the 3 near fall, so he'll be up 5-1 now, continuing to ride Swoboda from Ord, trying to get him back on his back.
Swoboda on bottom, not able to score. And Ziegler shakes bottom to start the third period. He is 2 points away from a tech fall in the 152-pound final. At the 152-pound consolation, Ryan Rogers of Kearney Catholic leads Christian Thompson of Wood River 4-0 with 45 seconds to go in the match, and they're in the neutral. And now over here at 160, trouble for Ord. Kate Sabota's on his back.
Yeah, he's in a cradle right now, Doug. Less than 10 seconds to go. Lanowski's going to try and get the pin here. Sabota's trying to get out of it. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. It looks like the period will hit there. Three more near fall for Lanowski.
So Derek Lanowski, undefeated, is up 8-1 going into the third period.
Yeah, and Tyler Ziegler finished the job. He got an escape and a takedown to get a technical fall over Brennan Leach aboard. So that match is over as well, Doug. Tyler Ziegler winning a LUPLAC Conference Championship.
So far, Wyatt Allen, Wood River, Andrew Schilke, Adam Central, Tom Roach, Donovan Trumbull, Dylan Pezosa, St. Paul, Zach McNally, Donovan Trumbull, Adam Keating, Kearney Catholic, David Gross, St. Paul, Tyler Ziegler, Adam Central are your champions. Colton Brown of Gibbon and Chaz Jansen of Adams Central are coming up at 170. Thomas Conley, Kearney Catholic, Gage Smedra Ord at 182. And at 195, Ryan Newyear Gibbon, Kalen Garrett, Donovan Trumbull. 220, Brady Husenfeld, Centura, Alex Meyer, Adams Central. And the top two wrestlers in Class C at heavyweight, Colby Spees of Wood River and Aaron Bisbee of Gibbon, will finish off the day. Ryan Rogers of Kearney Catholic gets a third place medal at 152. By beating Christian Thompson in a score of 9-1. The 160-pound consolation, you have got from Gibbon, Juan Ledesma taking on St. Paul, and that is Jacob Padmus in the third and fourth place match, and they are scoreless, and nothing has really happened here in the first period. Now some action over here at 160, Jeff.
Yeah, and Lanowski was on bottom, got a quick reversal, and then Ord quickly gets their first reversal of the game, trying to get something going. And then Lanowski from Adams Central again throwing in another deep leg, trying to get some back points, trying to get a pin here in the LUPLAC Conference meet.
Lanowski's up 12-3, 45 seconds to go. And at 170, we're underway. Colton Brown, Gibbon, Chaz Jansen, Adams Central.
Yeah, and Colton Brown does a really nice job. Chaz Jansen comes out, takes a shot. Colton Brown takes him down, throws a leg in and just about turns him. They go out of bounds, and they're going to get a fresh start here with 1:37 left in the first period with Colton Brown up 2-0.
New territory for these two, too, Larry. A couple of new faces that we haven't seen in the past.
Yeah, Brown from Gibbon is just a sophomore. Of course, his dad was a great wrestler for Gibbon back in the early 90s, so he's been around a long time and very, very tough kid. He's having a heck of a year. Came into the day 17-3.
Got a takedown and an escape here to start the second period of the consolation match. Ledesma and Padmos 2-1. And Lanowski gets the win at 160, but Larry doesn't get the pin. He does win it 12-3 over Cade Sabota of Ord.
Yeah, and Sabota's a really tough kid, and he wrestled Lanowski tough there.
So another championship for Adams Central, who's on their way to the team title. And we'll give you some updates here on the team scores in just a moment that are kept up to date with the great track wrestling. And Adams Central had 178, Wood River 132.5 at last check, and Kearney Catholic 111, Gibbon 108, Donovan Trumbull 87, and Ord 82 was the latest scores as of the last about four matches. 170-pound final. Nothing has changed there. Brown of Gibbon leads Jansen of Adams Central 2-0. And as we say that, Jansen gets the escape with 15 seconds to go in the first period to make it 2-1.
Yeah, in the 170-pound consolation match, Bailey Brown from Loup City is
Centura.
That's my Freudian slip.
Yeah, Bailey Brown, who was the two seed, got beat by Jansen by a pin. He has taken on Jameson, Matt Jameson of St. Paul for third and fourth. They're 30 seconds in, no change. And 4-1 now. After the escape by Jansen, another takedown by Brown of Gibbon to end the first period. And Brown of Gibbon will take bottom to start the second period, leading Jansen of Adams Central by a score of 4-1. Padmus of St. Paul up 4-1 over Ledesma of Gibbon as the second period comes to an end.
Yeah, Colton Brown doesn't want to stop wrestling here. He got off to the big fast start, and now he's struggling here a little bit. It's 4-1, and he's not doing quite as much. Chaz Jensen's starting to get things going here a little bit on top.
170, Brown of Centura, Jameson of St. Paul, No score in the first period. Brown will take Bottom to start the second period. Now back on his feet, another escape. That one's Colton Brown of Gibbon. He's up 5-1 over Jansen of Adams Central.
Yeah, there's. I said Bailey Brown was from Loup City. There's been, I think, three different times so far this wrestling season, Doug, where they've called a Loup City wrestler to the mat, and I have started to walk over to that mat. You know, a decade of that will do that to you.
Larry Baker with us now at Centura, had been at Loup City. Here's another takedown for Colton Brown of Gibbon, who has been pretty dominant here over Jansen of Adams Central and leads it by a score of 7-1.
Been a reversal and then an escape. Bailey Brown from Centura gets the reversal to go up 2-0 and then lets the St. Paul wrestler up to his feet.
So Jamison gets out, makes it 2-1. Still 4-1 over here between Padmos St. Paul up over Ledesma of Gibbon. And a good time for us to take another break here. You're listening to the Loup Platte Conference Wrestling Tournament brought to you in part by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer sales representative. To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weeches, Pioneer Sales today, Pioneer Science with service delivering success. We'll be right back.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains. For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weeges, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Doug Duda, Jeff Babel, Larry Baker back at Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic with continuing coverage of the 2014 Loup Platte Conference Wrestling Championships. Jeff, our 170 consolation came to a close.
Yeah, well, Bailey Brown with a quick reversal and takedown of
Matt Jamison.
Matt Jamison of St. Paul, got him to his back, quick pin, 248. Nice job there, Bailey Brown, picking up the third place medal.
And Larry, this 100.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
So many advantages of shopping at Joe's Market in Loup City. You know the people who work there, and they know you. Not to mention the great service and fresh meats, including homemade Polish sausage. Isn't it just nice to know that all the food you can buy locally is fresh, and the people that help you are the same friendly faces that live on the same street? Their kids go to the same school. That's what you get at Joe's Market in Loup City. Joe's Market is proud to support the area athletes.
Little technical difficulties, but we're back, and Larry, 170 is over.
Yeah, Colt Brown finished it off 11-6. Did a nice job. His good season is going to continue, Doug.
195-pound final. Ryan DeYeer, Gibbon, Kalen Garrett, Donovan Trumbull. We've got some action going on.
Jeff? Yeah, Garrett with a quick takedown, and then Ryan DeYeer from Gibbon with a very, very quick reversal. Got him to a back. Tried to get the pin. Three near falls, so 5-2 after the first period in favor of DeYeer from Gibbon.
He ran out of time, or he might have got that pin. 5-2. They decided to go both up to start this period. Still waiting. Now the 182-pound final. Thomas Conley, Kearney Catholic, and Gage Smedra of Ord.
Yeah, Gage Smeeder's a tough kid. He's going to give you a battle every time out. Doesn't lose a lot of matches. And, of course, we know Thomas Connolly's the defending state champion from 170 pounds up to 182 pounds. And so far this year's looked really good. Of course, we know his only loss is to the Omaha North wrestler Perkins, which is a Class A young man.
Well, the best wrestler in the state, don't you think, Blair?
Well, he's one of the best wrestlers in the United States. Yeah. So no doubt about it.
Connolly gets a takedown. That happened a couple of weeks ago at High Plains, and Connolly won the Gibbon invite. This is a rematch from last week's Gibbon invite final.
Yeah.
And the score in that one last week, Connolly beat Smidra 8-3. Gage is a great wrestler. He's just maybe in one of the wrong classes, and he gets an escape here. It's 2-1 Connolly, and he took the shot.
Yeah, I just tell you, Gage Smidra will back away from nobody. He'll take on all comers. He's very tough. He's hard to score on. And if you put yourself in a bad spot, he'll make you pay.
Connolly's pretty good about getting out of any mistakes, yes, too. He doesn't make very many, but this is a very good matchup here. 2-1 Connolly with the lead over at the 182 consolation. Ben Rickert of Wood River, a 9-2 lead over Lucas Zolkowski of Adams Central as they just get the second period underway. And Jeff, what do we got going at 195? A little
Ryan,
stoppage.
Ryan New Year's throwing a little blood, so he's going to take his blood time out here, up 5-2 with 54 seconds to go in the second period.
If you missed any of our wrestling, we'll recap what has happened today. We'll give you all the medalists. We'll talk to the coaches. It's coming up on our Pioneer Seeds Wrestling Recap, brought to you by Craig Weeches of Pioneer.
You know, Doug, and we talk about Thomas Connolly. Nothing's changed in that match. 15 seconds left, still 2-1 in the first period. But you had talked about Connolly a little bit. The thing is with him this year is he does have to be a little bit careful. He's not a huge 182-pounder. He probably could have gotten to 170. He wanted to challenge himself. He wanted to enjoy himself this winter. And the thing is, when you're like that, and he's without question the best 182-pounder in the state, but he does have to be a little bit careful in some of these spots because some of these 82-pounders are big. They're coming down from a long ways. And Gage Smeeder is one of those kids that's a pretty darn big kid. So you have to keep yourself in good, solid position.
David Fox of O'Neill is number one at 170. And then you got Varela of David City is number two at 182. It's not like he's trying to get away from anybody or find somebody.
No, I don't think so. I think, Doug, I could be wrong, but I think Varela is who he beat in the finals last year.
And now Connolly. We got a little blood time here?
I'm not sure. It looks like he got hit in the head or poked in the eye. Coach Rogers is asking Weisdorf for the official. Oh, he wants the injury time cut. It was injury time,
yeah,
Doug.
It was injury time. He did get poked. And Connolly starts on bottom in the second period and has not been able to get off. Smidra's rode him for 45 seconds. Now points over here at 195, Jeff.
Yeah, New Year with another takedown. Now he's working the right side trying to get some legs. Garrett from Donovan Trumbull stands up, gets his quick escape point, 7-3 in favor of New Year.
And that will bring us to the final few seconds of the period. And now we've got action over here with a reversal and an escape in the Connolly match.
Yeah, Connolly's going to quickly off the whistle get a reversal. And then Gage Smidra is going to get the escape. So it's 4-2, 45 seconds left in the second period with them wrestling on their feet.
We start the third period. They'll go both up at 195. Garrett and New Year both decided to go both. Well, he lets him up is what he does. So Garrett gives him the escape. It's 8-3 in favor of New Year of Gibbon at 195 in the finals over Garrett.
Roll him over, buddy. Roll him over.
Yeah, in the 182-pound match, not much has happened. The pace is really slow, Doug, between Connolly and Smidra. Just not sure what happened when they went out of bounds there. Connolly may have got dinged in the head.
Yeah, Garrett tried to get a quick takedown, and New Year took him to the back in the headlock. Now he's got him on his back, getting some near fall here.
New Year trying to finish it off. It gets the pin at 195 pounds. He does it in 4 minutes and 36 seconds. Ryan New Year of Gibbon is your Lou Platte Conference champion. Back at 182, a takedown for Connolly.
Yeah, really nice takedown. He drove through a double, went all the way across the mat. Drug his toes just like a receiver would, and Connolly's going to get the two to go up 6-2. Smidra's back to his feet now. Connolly's going to let him go to make it 6-3. Smidra's doing a great job keeping this close.
These have all been two takedowns and a reversal for Connolly. The 3 points for Smidra have all been on escapes. 15 seconds to go in the second period, 6-3. And at the 82 consolation, it's been all Ben Rickard of Wood River, a 13-3 lead over Lucas Zolkowski of Adams Central with 40 seconds to go in that match. And we go to the third period between Conley and Smedra.
Yeah, they're starting to get after. You can tell they've wrestled a lot of times, kind of head-butting, charging each other, taking a lot of shots. Conley just doesn't want to wrestle with him on the mat. He just let him up, so it's going to be 6-4. It's a two-point match, Doug. I will say that Smedra just hasn't been close to scoring. They've all four have been escapes.
He took one good shot early in the match, but didn't get anywhere with it. It was just a good shot, and Conley doesn't get taken down very often.
No, but it's one of those deals where it hasn't been close, but you're in a situation here one time could make a mess where it's a close match.
You're in a situation where Smedra is going to have to take a chance and look out here. They're at the edge of the mat, and they're going to say no.
He split the line. He had one toe in and one toe out. The Ord contingent is definitely upset about that. There's no question that was not 2 points.
And now, right off the whistle, Conley takes a shot, and they come into the scorer's table both up. They're getting after it with a minute 26 to go. 2:20 consolation. Rodriguez giving Bargwood River on the mat.
You're starting to see Conley really pick up the pace here, Doug. That's the state champion in him. He's been in this situation before.
Two finals after this, Huzenfeld Centura against Meyer of Adams Central at 2:20, and then the top two heavyweights of the state in C, Spies of Wood River, Bisbee of Gibbon. We're down to a minute to go in the 182-pound final, and maybe a little closer than we thought. Conley leads Smedra 6-4, and Conley right now isn't doing much on his feet.
No, and his face is flushed. You can see he's breathing heavy through his mouth, Doug. You know Thomas Conley's in shape. We don't know if it's from he's hitting his head. Maybe he's been a little sick.
Smedra looks at the clock. He's got one more chance here, and he's got to be careful. Conley's waiting to counter that shot,
yes,
it looks
is.
Like to me. Or he's just waiting for Smedra to gamble and waiting to counter. 30 seconds to go.
And Thomas Conley keeps such great position, Doug. He's very hard to take down.
Off the mat, 25 seconds to go in the restart. Conley 6, Smedra 4.
That's interesting, Doug. We talk about, you know, the level of Mr. Perkins. We say Conley's tough to take down. He took him down to his back for 5, like 3 times.
Uh-oh. Again, I see Conley is just tired. Smedra took a shot but couldn't finish. 10 seconds to go. Now Conley takes a shot. 7 seconds. Smedra trying to get a throw. Can't do it. And Conley backs away and sees that time runs out, and he'll win another Lou Platt Conference Championship. That's about as good of a second-place effort as I've seen in a long, long time, though, from Gage Smedra.
Yeah, no question. And if you're Derry Trampy, you feel good about that going forward. You just keep telling your kid, we're closing the gap, we're closing the gap.
Same district.
Yeah, I mean,
Ord goes west with Kearney Catholic.
Yeah, at that tells me Gage Smedra's closer to the top of this thing than a lot of people think.
And Conley didn't have to wrestle in the first round. He had to wait around all day, not much in the semis. Sometimes maybe it's hard to get geared up, and nothing to take it away, because I think Smedra wrestled an outstanding match.
No, but you're right in those deals. You're at home, a lot of distractions.
Thomas is going through his college decision right now. I know he made a visit to Drake last week. Sometimes we don't talk about that.
No, I had a long conversation with his dad about it today, Doug, and you're exactly right.
Well, let's take a look at the 182-pound consolation. Went to Rickard of Wood River. He picked up the victory in that 182-pound consolation match. And he did it 15-4 over Zolkowski of Adams Central. 220, final is on the match.
Yeah, Brady Huskenfelt from Loop City wrestling Alex Meyer out of Central, or Adams Central. Huskenfelt, big takedown there. He's going to go up 2-0. Huskenfelt comes into this thing 20-1, something like that on the day, Doug.
He's 21-1 going into this match right here. 220 consolation. Jeff, what do we got going over there between Barg of Wood River and Rodriguez of Gibbon?
We had no score in the first, Doug, and then Barg took down in the second period. Got a quick escape, then Ozzy Rodriguez with another takedown, and then time ran out and another reversal there for Barg. So Barg's up now 3-2.
And Rodriguez, who's down, will take down to start the third period. 285, we're ready for him. Here's Spies of Wood River, Bisbee of Gibbon, 1-2.
Yeah, and I tell you, the interesting thing about this, Doug, Spies is an incredible athlete. superior athlete at this weight class, no doubt about it. Aaron Bisbee's your typical heavyweight, ton of size, real heavy, real strong, hard to finish on, that kind of thing. So this style is going to be, styles make fights, and this is the one, because Colby Spies doesn't wrestle like a heavyweight, very athletic. Bisbee's a giant heavyweight, wrestles like a heavyweight. These two guys have seen each other a bunch in the past. They'll see each other a bunch going forward.
This is, again, Bisbee started at Kearney High, went back for his dad at Gibbon last year. This is the second straight year he's faced the number one heavyweight here in the finals. Last year, it was defending champion Clayton Lang of Ord, who eventually pinned him. It was 1-0 going into the third. Lang eventually pinned him in the third.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Bisbee's had a really good career, placed last year. But there's been a really good kid at his weight.
Now Alex Meyer of Adams Central gets a reversal late here in the first period. So Huesenfeld of Centura and Meyer of Adams Central, 2-2 as they go to the second period. And the consolation, Jeff, we've got near fall and a near pin over here for Wood River and Barg.
Yeah, Barg's been working on top here. Finally gets Rodriguez on his back trying to work a half. Rodriguez trying to bridge to get out of it. Vargas trying to sink it in deep. 20 seconds to go in the period.
And back over here, we had some flurry at heavyweight, but no points.
Yeah, Doug, I don't know. In the end, Spies finished with both feet inbounds, but his feet had gone off first, but the official let it go forward, so no points still on their feet.
And finally, Barg of Wood River is going to get the pin in 4:49 to take the third-place medal at 2:20. And, boy, I'll tell you what, here at 220 of the championship, Meyer of Adams Central took bottom, and he was immediately thrown over, but no back points. And now Huesenfeld's in trouble, and he gives up the reversal.
Yeah, Huesenfeld had the legs in, just about turns Meyer, and then gets way too high, gives it up. He's down 4-2 right now.
At heavyweight, no score between 1 and 2. Spies and Bisbee go scoreless. And Gibbons' Aaron Bisbee will take bottom to go into the second period here in the heavyweight championship between the top two wrestlers in the state in Class C.
And it won't surprise me to see this thing go to overtime tied 1-1.
Can Bisbee get off bottom? The bigger of the two 285-pounders.
He is big.
And he does get the escape just 15 seconds in. They come off the mat. Now back over here, we've got the heavyweight a consolation match, Ruby of Arcadia Loop City and Meyer of Adams Central. And back over here at the 220-pound final after a reversal by Meyer midway through the second period. He's continued to ride Huesenfeld of Centura. Brady, just one loss, needs to find a way to get one here.
Yeah, he's got to get to his feet, Doug. He's had this problem just a little bit. He's got to get to his feet. And his only loss is to Santon from Palmer, who bumped up last week to wrestle us in an awful good match, but Brady's got to get up here. He's down 4-2.
That was the first tournament victory for the Centurions as a team.
Ever.
So good victory for Centura. And again, they roll off the mat with 15 seconds to go in the second period. 4-2, Meyer of Adams Central at heavyweight. We've got a minute to go in the second period. Bisbee have given a 1-0 lead over Spies of Wood River because he got the escape here in this second period.
Be up to Spies to get out on his choice. This thing will be decided by a takedown.
Come on now, let's go!
You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Championship here on Classic Hits with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, Jeff Babel, Larry Baker, Doug Duda. Our next wrestling a couple of Saturdays will already be at the districts. We're at the D3.
Ruby over here on mat 3 trying to get the pin. Got a really takedown on the first. We were both up to start the second. Got two now. Now he's got three near fall with a deep half trying to get the pin here against Meyer from Adams Central.
And back over at the heavyweight, they still have 30 seconds to go in the second period. Not much on the feet. We go back to 220. Huesenfeld of Centura down 4-2. He's going to take bottom to start the third period. And no problem, Larry. He reverses in less than 10 seconds.
Yeah, he gets a quick reversal. It's 4-4. He's got the legs in. He's got to get busy here, Doug. He's got to get some back points.
Back over at heavyweight, it looks like we'll go to that third period. And it'll be up to Spies to pick up an escape. to tie this thing up. It's 1-0 Bisbee of Gibbon. They're just absolutely doing less here in the second period than they did in the first. There was much more aggression in that first period.
And you're going to see it again. You're going to see Spies explode and get out, and then we'll see this continue on their feet. Somebody's got to get a takedown in this thing, but you have to understand it's very tough. Spies cannot go under Bisbee because of all that weight. He'll get crushed.
Uh-oh.
The reversal could do it, Doug.
Yeah, it's not an escape. It's going to be a reversal. It's a reversal if he pops the leg free, and he does. Colby Spies reverses Bisbee, and he's up 2-1.
And he's got the far arm trapped, Doug. He's got the far arm trapped. He might turn Bisbee here. He's going to turn Bisbee here.
Bisbee's on his back. 1:30 to go in the match, and Bisbee gets out.
He's going to get two, though, Doug. Two near fall. Now he can give up the escape. They can go back and have the dance on their feet, and he wins 4-2.
Meyer of Adams Central has picked up an escape for 220, and he leads Huizenfeldt 5-4, 45 seconds as they come off the mat. So Huizenfeldt's going to need a takedown.
Yep, looks a little bit gassed. He's going to have to get going. Look at Spies has really turned up the pressure on the mat here, Doug.
Back over 40 seconds to go at 220, 1 minute to go at heavyweight. It's 5-4 in favor of Meyer of Adams Central. It's 4-1 in favor of Spies of Wood River. Huizenfeldt trying to avoid a finals loss for the second straight week. They go off the mat with 28 seconds. And it looks like it's all but over at the heavyweight. In complete control right now is Spies. Bisbee's got to do something off bottom with 40 seconds to go. And it has to start with an escape. Huizenfeldt takes his shot off the whistle over here at 220.
Yeah,
he misses.
At 220, he's shooting from too far away with no angle, Doug. He's got to create an angle and get closer. In that heavyweight match, it's a simple situation of athleticism. Bisbee's only able to get an escape. Spies is athletic enough to get a reversal with two near fall on his choice.
We've got a restart with 5 seconds to go at 220. Huizenfeldt's got to get a takedown in those 5 seconds. And time is running out at heavyweight. Colby Spies of Wood River is going to win it. And here Huizenfeldt takes his shot, misses. Meyer takes him down. It's 7-4 in favor of Alex Meyer.
That situation with Colby Spies, you've got a deal where he's too athletic, Doug. He's able to score in big flurries like that. And, you know, on his choice, he's able to get a reversal and then turn that into near fall, where on Bisbee's choice, he's only able to get the escape. It's a kind of a situation. If Colby Spies can stay out from underneath these big guys, he's going to win a state championship, I think.
Well, we've got some good wrestling. We've got more to talk about. Stay with us here. The Lou Platt Conference Meet on Classic Hits 98.9.
Thalen Grain Company is a huge supporter of the Wood River Eagles. High school athletes spend long hours honing their skills, improving mind and body, and then sharing their hard work and talent with their team and their community. Thalen Grain wants to say thank you to all the high school athletes and coaches for giving us a reason to stand up and cheer. Win or lose, you make Wood River proud. Thalen Grain says, go Eagles! Thalen Grain Company of Wood River.
BP dealer in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevinger Farm Products. We'd like to wish all the wrestlers and coaches best of luck. Call today for a CFP fuel card. With Express Gas, you charge at the pump 24 hours to better serve you.
When your back hurts, you hurt, period. When you have back pain, you need to remember only two things. Klingensmith Family Chiropractic and their new location. Dr. John Klingensmith uses spinal manipulation to relieve back and neck pain and speed recovery from sports and other injuries. Now he has a new location just west of Kmart on the corner of 4th and 48th. When you have back pain, you need to remember only two things. Klingensmith Family Chiropractic and their new location just west of the Kearney Kmart.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
And welcome back to high school wrestling here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Got a couple of consolations to give to you here in a moment. The final team scores. We'll pass those along to you here momentarily as well. Harubi of Arcadia Loop City did win the third place match at 285, and Dowse of Arcadia Loop City did win the third place match at 195 pounds. So the wrestling has concluded, and we will move into our Pioneer Hybrid Seed postgame show in just a moment. But Larry, 106 didn't pan out for the day long because we thought we'd had three rated wrestlers, and instead one didn't make weight and went to 113. But heavyweight did pan out, and it was a reversal from Colby Spees instead of both guys getting the escape and going to overtime.
Yeah, you know, at 103, we still got the match all the Class C fans wanted to see, and it was a great match, no doubt about it, down to the wire, but it turns into a great match. The heavyweight match is the big one because I do think those are the two best heavyweights in the state, Doug, without question. There could be some other guys factor into that Class C 106-pound deal, and you really saw it right there in that heavyweight match. Athleticism versus size. A lot of times when you're the big guy, you want to try to make the athlete get under you and pay. And if you're the athlete, you want to keep moving and make the big guy follow you. In that situation, Colby Spees, the athletic side, won. They're going to have to do this again. They'll wrestle again at Loop City in 2 weeks. I don't believe they're in the same district. But we know then at the state meet they'll either see in the semis or probably the finals.
And Larry, right now Wood River ends up as the runner-up as predicted, but they still only had three finalists and two champs because Erpelding was Erpen. He was sick and couldn't go in the finals. So Wood River has some depth to be able to finish second here.
Yeah, here's the thing. Darren Waddington has built a team. He wins the state championship 2 years ago. A lot of people said, well, they come out of nowhere. No, they didn't. Darren Waddington has built this program from the ground up. His program now, he might not have the lineup that's going to send out five state champs in a single year, but what he does have is 14 kids that are going to come out and battle you and beat your teeth out every single week, and I think that's the deal. So we see them up here. They're going to win two, three, four tournaments every year. They're going to be the top three everywhere they go.
And the top three teams here at the Lou Platt were the three state-rated teams, Kearney Catholic, Wood River, Adams Central. And by the way, Gibbon and Wood River are in the same district, so they'll meet at the C3 at Centennial in 2 weeks.
So when they wrestle at Wood River, it's huge, very, very, or at Loop City, excuse me, huge, because what you want to do is split there for the seating. Because the Fillmore Central, I believe, is in there as well. And the Fillmore Central heavyweight is the third-rated heavyweight, or what I believe the third-best heavyweight in the state of Nebraska. And I'm just going to tell you right now, when you go to that deal, you want to be the district champ by only having to beat one of them. Yeah. A lot of people want to give the tough talk and say, hey, you got to beat them all. No, you don't. Whoever's two or three has to beat them all. The number one seed only has to beat the guy that comes out. So that match at Loop City is huge.
Larry, what does Bisbee have to do? Because he seems to have a lot of the tools to muscle guys, but not the number one guy, because he's had to do that 2 years in a row.
Both number one guys, Clayton Lang from Ord, a two-time state champ, and Colby Spees from Wood River, they're really the same kind of kid, and they're big, but they're uber athletic. They can really move. Bisbee's a prototypical heavyweight. He's a great wrestler, keeps himself in good position, doesn't give up a lot of points, but doesn't have a lot of offense. And in that situation, you can't give up things like reversals. You've got to stick to the game plan. Make it 1-1 and fight for that takedown or go to the ultimate tiebreaker. Spees has got just enough athleticism, just like Clayton Lang did, to be able to score more points. Bisbee has to find a way to get points on his feet, not just on his choice.
Suggestions?
Figure out a way to take him down. Get more athletic. Bisbee's good enough to get it done, but it's tough. Colby Spees is a great athlete.
And Wyatt Allen, Alex Cantrell, you hate to say or see at the end that both guys aren't still, you know, not 100% when it comes to gas. And you got to think that Cantrell just wasn't there in the third period. Allen was able to catch him and beat him in overtime. And again, Allen did what he had to do. He wrestled the 7 minutes, or what ended up being 6.5.
Yeah, no question. And that's the thing. Wyatt Allen just kept coming. It looked like at one spot it looked like Wyatt Allen was going to break in that second period. Looked like he welled up, you know, and sometimes them young guys, they'll do that. Coach Waddington got out, got in his face a little bit, and he kept going and kept pounding, and he wore Cantrell down. At the end of that match, Cantrell wasn't the same person he was in, you know, in the last 2 minutes as he was in the first two, and Wyatt Allen may be building some momentum here.
Well, that's our recap, and we'll be back with the postgame show, talking with the coaches, giving you the final scores, giving you the final results of our medalists. It's all coming up here on Classic Hits.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
Are you satisfied with your current Pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current Pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for Pivot sales and service in Central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best darn Pivot dealer around.
Your BP dealer in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevinger Farm Products. We'd like to wish all the wrestlers and coaches best of luck. Call today for a CFP fuel card. With Express Gas, you charge at the pump 24 hours to better serve you.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium. As the medal presentations are just getting underway, it's time for our Pioneer Hybrid Seeds Wrestling Recap, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer sales representative. To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Doug Duda, Larry Baker, Jeff Babel with you here. And Wood River Eagles, Larry, they finish in second place today. We were talking about them as we went into the final break. Nice win by Wyatt Allen. Colby Spees defends his number one ranking. And then they have a third finalist in Erpelding who had to forfeit out because of illness. And we're talking now with the head coach, Darren Waddington. And, Coach, I think I see a little smile on your face here today. Adam Central was the favorite. You guys were supposed to finish second. You did finish second. You might have went 3-for-3. It sounded like Taylor's a little under the weather.
Yeah, Taylor's he's not feeling well at all. And I just found out last night he looked off for the last couple of days. And so finally I pulled him in last night after practice because I wanted to find out what was going on, make sure there's something I could help with or whatever. I didn't know. And he's pretty – I mean, he's a tough kid, and he said, "Coach, said I'm fine." I said, "No, something's up." And he said, "Well, it's not an excuse, but I've been sick for 3 days. His throat's all swelled up, and so I talked to him last night. What he wanted to do, of course, he wanted to wrestle. And then I thought about it. And I thought, you know what? We'll see how he is in the morning. And he just, even after wrestling about a minute, you could just see the gas going out of the tank. So I told him, I said, you get your medal, and once we get you placed, I'm going to send you with your mom. So he went from here to the clinic and hopefully home in bed right now. I know he wasn't too happy with me, but I had to make that call because he's got bigger fish to fry in a couple weeks.
So. I'm going to say, yeah, there's nicer – conference yeah. medals are nice, districts are better, and states are obviously yep. the ultimate. But we had two matches here today that everybody was waiting to see, and they both involved Wood River wrestlers, and you won them both, 106 and heavyweight.
Yeah, you never know how those are going to turn out. We wrestle those guys so much, and I was disappointed in how Wyatt's match started. You know, it seemed like, golly, he's just going to go out and lay down for this kid. Gave him an easy takedown, but Wyatt's kind of a little bit of his personality. He's just a little bit laid back sometimes and feels things out, but he stays, for the most part, stays focused. He had a little breakdown during the match there. We kind of reeled him back in, and that's freshman, you know, freshman kid for you, and luckily, we were able to reel him back in and get him refocused. And he's one of those kids, is the longer the match goes, the longer he's in it. You know, he's just going to get tougher and tougher as the match goes. So luckily, he's able to pull it out. And showed a lot of heart in the end there, doing what he needed to do, listened real well. And so, Colby, you know, I don't know if you saw me smiling when the flip turned green there. And I looked at Colby, and he kind of looked at me, and he smiled too. I said, now you got to wrestle, you know. And he just looked at me, and he said, I'll just ride him. And, you know, he didn't ride him. He rode him for a while, but he got nasty on top with that butcher series. And that's nice to see because, you know, Colby's kind of laid back too. He's tough, but sometimes he's laid back. But when he got on top and the chips were on the table, he got nasty. He got those back points. It's huge.
Yeah, Coach, I thought in your 106-pound match, that was a big piece of growth, wasn't it? Because, yeah, of course, they were 1-1 coming into the tournament together, and it did. It looked to me like at one point Cantrell kind of got it going, and I could have been wrong, but it looked to me like maybe Wyatt welled up a little bit. Yeah. And then from there, you went out, you got him settled down, yep, and he came on like a freight train, yeah, to where it was a complete opposite at the end of that match. It looked to me like Cantrell wanted out of the thing.
Yeah.
And That has to feel pretty good and make you feel like maybe you're, as a, because we know that as freshmen, yeah, maybe you're turning that corner with a freshman.
Yeah, it always makes you feel good when they respond, you know, and it feels good just to see. He worked harder in practice this week, and, you know, he's really worked on his mental toughness this week in practice. I've talked to him a lot of times about it, you know, and that, I said that's part of being a freshman, and he's a young freshman too. He's probably really should be an eighth grader by age, but it feels good to see him. You know, it's nice that I can talk to him and he'll listen and I can reel him back. You know, you always get that if you talk to a kid and you can see they're fading, they're not coming back. But, you know, right away, and I started talking to him, he wiped that look off his face and, okay, I'm listening, you know, and just got back to work.
Also, one thing, you know, you guys are going to see both those two matches at 106 and at heavy. You'll see him again in 2 weeks at Loup City.
Yep.
The 106-pound match isn't quite as important as that, right, heavyweight match is because of how that's going to shake out at districts. You'd like to be the one at districts and not, right, have to wrestle the Fillmore Central kid. Surely you believe you can beat him, yeah, but you'd like to not have to beat both of them at,
right,
the same meet.
You know, I'm not sure how that'll shake out. He's got time to lose in there somewhere, the Fillmore Central kid does. And now it comes down, I think, because of record percentage, we're going to outseed him anyway because we'll get that point for state qualifier. And he doesn't have us on record by enough. And see, we're 3-0 with Bisbee now. So even if we lose, we outseed him at district. So I think with that win today, we may have solidified that one seed. But, yeah, that's no reason to go
feeling
out. It is a good feeling. But like I told Cole, I don't care. Let's go in there 4-0, you know.
Yeah, that's because
every match you win like that, you know as well as I do, you get confidence, and he loses some. So we just got to keep winning. Got to keep winning, got to keep working.
Wood River coach Darren Waddington, as I mentioned, you had just three kids in the finals, but you still find 145 points. That means you got some depth and you did some good things in the comeback rounds and the consolation rounds.
Yeah, we had some kids, you know, that really stepped up for us. A couple of them that have been close last couple of weeks. You know, our little 120-pounder, that's his first medal ever. You know, great deal. Gets third at conference. He was close last week at Gibbon, but he's only a second-year wrestler, you know, and so he's learning how to work hard. He's learning the technique. He's learning about mental toughness. And I pulled him in, believe it or not, I pulled him in last Saturday. I said, Jorge, you're so close. You just got to work a little harder. He listened. He worked his butt off this week in practice. I mean, I've never seen that kid work that hard. And he listened, and he really worked. You could see him focusing. And it was nice to see that pay off for him. You know, it's kind of solidifies. Maybe coach knows what he's talking about. So hopefully he takes it back and keeps doing that, you know. But we had a lot of guys, Christian Thompson and Ben Rickard, I felt really wrestled pretty tough today. Ben did. He really got on offense in that third-place match, and that was a major factor there. Austin Bard, that was a big win for him over Ozzy again. We're up on him 2-1 now. That's a big district seed deal too. So, you know, I'm pretty happy. I had three guys that really need to step up for me that were 2-3 points away. You know, our 13-pounder really should have won. Just got to keep working. You know, they're young. All those guys are young. So got to keep working, getting better.
All right, couple of meets, then it's off to districts, and then state. And, Darren, thanks for the time, and congratulations on another plaque here at the conference tournament.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for coverage.
You bet. Darren Waddington, head coach, Wood River Eagles, joining us here on our Pioneer Hybrid Recap Show, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives.
Zorp Farms also commends them for their academics and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorp Farms, Litchfield. If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Convenience isn't defined by how big a business is. It's defined by how convenient it is for you. Brem's Health Mart Pharmacy is a hometown business that makes shopping easy. First Health Mart pharmacists know there's nothing more important to you than your family's well-being. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and Brem's provides the hometown services you want. From prescriptions to gifts to beauty and health aids, and now digital photo processing. Shop Brem's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul. Health Mart. Caring for you and about you.
And welcome back to the Pioneer Hybrids Wrestling Recap, brought to you by Craig Weegis, your local Pioneer sales representative. Doug Duda and Larry Baker, joined now by Kearney Catholic wrestling coach Matt Rogers. Let's run down the finals real quick. We hadn't done that yet. Ravenna was 10th with 34. Arcadia Loup City 9th with 73.5. Tell you, that shows you some balance. If 73.5 is 9th, we're going to have to go back a lot of years to find 9th with that many points. St. Paul 77.5, 8th. Ord 7th with 82, 2 years removed from winning this. Ord finishes 7th. Centura 6th with 84. Donovan Trumbull 5th with 91. Gibbon 4th with 118. Kearney Catholic 119 gets 3rd. Wood River 145.5 gets 2nd. And Adams Central 192.5 repeats as the champion. And Coach Matt Rogers again had the three big hitters in the finals. Ended up going 2-1. Coach, I know there were a couple of spots you wish you could have done a little bit better today, but let's start with the positives. Adam Keening had the best day for you, it looked like, unless you had a youngster in there that you want to talk about as well. But Adam comes away with the dominant win again.
Yeah, it was pretty much typical Adam today. He's probably the one guy on the team that I haven't seen any let off on. Just looks solid every single match that he's wrestled this year. There's not a lot more you can say about him other than he's really good. Great technique and always ready to wrestle every single time he takes the mat. And so that's where the rest of them need to get to right now. And we'll figure it out, I think. I hope we need to. But just really proud of him. He's had a great career.
I know you've got to, and Larry and I talked about this. We want to give all credit to Gage Smedra for wrestling a great match at 182. Good. Then people want to say, well, what's wrong with Thomas Conley? Well, maybe he just wrestled a tough kid today, but we talked about he's got a lot of college things going on right now and maybe a little pressure out there, and these guys have wrestled before. So take me through that match, because for the first time in a long time, Thomas was kind of hanging on at the end.
Yep. Well, first of all, Smedra is a good wrestler. He should be rated. That's the fourth time Thomas has wrestled him. That one was obviously the closest one. Thomas had three takedowns on him, but, we weren't able to ride him. And Smedra hung around and had us in big trouble there. Thomas did a nice job of scrambling out of it. Kind of a bang-bang call there. And he Thomas is a gamer. He did have two college visits this week. He missed 3 days of practice. Not that should mean anything. We just got to get on some takedowns, more on him. But you wrestle a guy four times, and he's strong, he's good. The kid's going to medal at stake.
Yeah, I mean, Gage Schmiedra, I think both of us agree, he's a top six kid. He might be a top three kid. He's closer to the top,
I think you're right,
than he is the bottom of the ratings, in my opinion. But the thing about Thomas Conley is I think he's very hard to score on, and that's kind of a lesson in that. Thomas Conley controlled that entire match. At one point, Gage Smedra had 4 points all on escapes. Two of them were somewhat intentional, but when you let a guy hang around, one flurry, and it was a good call by the official. He was out, but in that situation, those are good for Thomas right now, aren't they, to go through those types of battles as he's competing for his second title?
Definitely good for him. And he had a tough match. I think it was 8-3 last week with 4 takedowns and 3 escapes. But obviously, Smedra's good enough to get in on him. And so we just got he was a little dead on his feet, wasn't moving as well as he needed to be. Capable of wrestling better, but you got to give credit to Gage. He's a tough kid, and I agree. I think he's a top three guy. I don't know how he matches up with Varela, but he's given Thomas two matches this year that are a lot tougher than what Varela gave him. Varela's just a lot of funky, and I don't think that I don't know how they match up. I'd say Varela beats him, but you can't take a break, man.
Matt Rogers is with us here in our post game from the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament. Totally different 3 minutes and 3 minutes kind of in the 106-pound match. Alex Cantrell got off to a good start. Wyatt Allen comes back and beats him. Talk a little bit about that match and the rest of the Joseph Feldner also in there. He had a lead and gave one up there to David Gross. And I don't want to say gave it up because Gross earned it, but you had two guys that had leads in the third period that did not finish.
It's pretty disappointing. We had our opportunities to extend our lead early there, and we didn't. We gassed several matches. I think we're conditioning the same as what we do every single year, but I don't know what the deal was today. I don't think we were totally mentally ready for six-minute matches, and when you're trying to hold on at the end, that's never a good thing. And like you said, Thomas was holding on at the end. He was able to get through it. Those guys weren't. Wyatt Allen's a good wrestler. David Gross is a good wrestler. So it's not like we lost to bad guys. They're good wrestlers. But we've got to get to where we're got the lead, and then we're extending it early, extending it. And that's not what we did here. We're going to have to make some changes and get that attitude adjusted for the future. We know we can beat those guys. We know we can wrestle better. But it's a good lesson, I guess. It shows us what we need to do.
Coach, what do you think was that difference in the 106-pound match? Because it looked to me, in the front end of that match, it looked to me like you were on the verge of breaking Wyatt. It looked to me like he was right on the verge of breaking, and then somehow he got a little momentum, and it completely shifted to where, in overtime, it looked like maybe Cantrell was broke.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree. Alex was, and I don't think maybe those guys don't sense when a guy's about to break. But you're right, I think that Wyatt was about to break. Alex laid off the gas. He started just finishing to get through the match. And you can't do that with 2.5 minutes left in the match, you know. So once he got some points, then it was a total momentum shift. And the same thing kind of happened with Joseph's match with Gross. Gross has got some good funk. I don't know what else to say.
All right, Coach, a couple of weeks left. District's right around the corner. You'll see some of these guys again. We'll let you continue your work here and appreciate the hospitality in your gymnasium. At least you don't have to go far to go home tonight.
That's right. Some of these guys will beat me to their house, but I don't have a far drive. So thanks for coming, guys.
Thanks, Matt.
Appreciate it.
Matt Rogers, he's the head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars. They finished third here today. Complete recap and a chance to chat with the head coach of the victorious Adams Central Patriots, Dan Lanusky, when we continue on the Pioneer Hybrid Seeds Wrestling Recap from the Lou Platt Conference Tournament.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game.
Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River, and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
And welcome back to the Pioneer Hybrids postgame show from the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda, Larry Baker, Jeff Babel. And now, Larry, it's become an almost old habit. Every once in a while, they'll take a second-place trophy, but Adams Central is on top again this year.
Well, I don't know how many the guys got, but it's a whole bunch. How many is it, Dan? How many times? You have to know.
I think it's our second.
In a row.
Second around the five barns, so maybe 10?
Yeah, you know, I try to take the kids out to the plaque wall and point them out just for a little inspiration. And I think that's 9 in 13 or 14 years. But, you know, sometimes it's more gratifying, and this is one of them, because we had quite a few kids quit that could have been stepping in today, because we've got some serious injuries right now that we're dealing with. So, Lucas Olkowski's 160-pound JV to go in at 182 and get fourth. My hat's off to him. And, you know, Jacob Peters was at 195. He's a first-year senior, never wrestled before, got us some points, got fourth. So those kind of kids help, you know. A lot of teams may not be fortunate enough to have that JV step in there and do that. So, it just helps our team quite a bit.
Well, we always talk about your depth. It's usually the best in the conference just because you are a little bit better, a bigger school, and you talk about it there.
No, Doug, I got to tell you, I recruit like an Army recruiter. I kid you not. I beg kids.
You know how.
I buy them ice cream, you name it. I try to get them out. So.
Well, and that's part of the deal. And as you just talked about, they get you some points, but you also, as usual, have some kids that may not have been the number one seed here today. They come through and they get championships for you.
Yeah, you know, Tyler Ziegler at 152, that kid has been improving every week for us. He's not extremely physical, but he's smart. He's Derek's wrestling partner, and, you know, I think he's picked up some things. And I don't, you know, not to boast on Derek, but he's a senior and got a lot of experience. So, and Tyler, he wants to wrestle him every day. He didn't want to step down or step away and go wrestle the freshman sophomores. He likes wrestling Derek, and it's paying off for him.
What about Derek? We'll get to a couple other kids here. Shilkey had a great match taking care of Pearson today, coming from that two seed. But Derek comes in, and he's undefeated, and he has to go 6 minutes today.
Yeah, he said some six-minute matches. But, you know, the good thing is he doesn't press. If he can't get the pin, he's fine with that. He wants the pin. He works hard to get it, but he doesn't get crazy or stupid with moves. And he's so incredibly focused right now. I've never had a kid in 25 years, I don't think, that's been this focused. And, you know, he looks at one match at a time. If he sees a kid that's 5-13, he figures out, okay, you know, I've got to beat this 5-13. He doesn't look at the 10-1 after that or whatever. So, you know, I feel like I'm not helping him a whole lot just because he's just on top of his game right now.
So many times, you know, Dan, I've always said it, that kids like that, one of the things we, you know, you just said, I feel like I'm not helping him. Kids like that, one of the things we need to do is not mess them up. A lot of times as coaches legitimately, when they're younger, we need to give them the tools and then help guide them. And clearly that's what you're doing, and he's got the tools. He looks really good at this point. And, you know, I talked to you earlier today. I hope it happens for him. He lives his life the right way and does the right things. And if he stays driven, good things will happen.
Yeah, well, thanks. Yeah, I think he's living pretty clean and even turning down dessert at home, you know, and making those sacrifices. You know, he's a pretty shy kid. The one thing I'd like to do is ask him to be a leader more, but I usually get the eye roll and I just back off it. And that brings me to Alex Meyer at 220. He's just been a great leader for us all year. He'd lead stretches, he'd get on guys, you know, and Alex Meyer's having a great year too. And he wrestled smart against Hussingfelt in the finals, and you know, I didn't think we could beat the kid. I thought we'd have to wrestle awful well. You know, he pulled that one out, so that was nice.
I want to talk about how he didn't let Brady score when it's 5-4 down the stretch there. He did a lot of good things to get that lead. Sometimes the defense and the counter moves get overlooked a little bit. Talk about the last minute of that match.
He's tough. He's a tough rider, and he's usually pretty smart. I was worried a little bit. He was kind of sagging off to the side and thought maybe Brady Hussingfelt could maybe just hip into him and get two, but you know, it was just a good match. It was kind of like a chess match, you know. Yeah. And gosh, Brady's just a great wrestler too. And so you're not gonna, you know, we tried to turn him with the cradles. He tried to turn us with legs, and it was just, it was a good match.
Yeah, no question. I thought there, the smart thing was he kept wrestling. The big reversal happens, and Meyer just kept wrestling in that situation. I think we both know that sometimes kids try to, they get move crazy and this and that. They just need to wrestle.
Yeah.
And he did that there.
Yeah. It was a great, fun match to watch. And, you know, regardless who comes out, it was a good match by both kids. So, and Andrew Schilke at 113, you know, he continues to wrestle well. I think he's maybe 21-1 on the season or somewhere right in there. It's a good team effort. You know, the thirds and fourths help. Eric Rosfeld wrestled a two-time state champ.
Yeah.
You know, Mark Zex is a freshman at 145 and gets a medal. Peyton's a freshman at Peyton Broderick at 120. Got to the finals, and he can't touch Tom Roach, but he got there to wrestle him. So, you know, we'll take what we can get.
All right, Coach, your fans are waiting for you, so we'll let you get back down there, and we'll talk to you again after
those
the district.
Those are all my kids. I think they're hungry, Doug. So, hey, thank you. Appreciate it very much.
Always great seeing you.
All right, thanks.
Dan Ledesky, head coach here at Adams Central. They bring home the championship, and we'll continue with the Pioneer Hybrid Seeds Wrestling recap and give you the final medalists and get you on to the rest of your Saturday right after this timeout.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates. Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
And we're ready to wrap things up. If you missed any of the results, here they are. Then we'll get a final comment from Jeff Babel and from Larry Baker. At 106 pounds, third-place match, Dan Uden of Donovan Trumbull defeated Tyler Tobler of Ravenna by a score of 13-2 in the championship. Wyatt Allen of Wood River goes overtime to beat Alex Cantrell of Kearney Catholic 7-5. At 113 pounds, Peyton Leach of Ord pins Wyatt Lane of Arcadia Loop City in 1 minute, and Wyatt's ranked number one in D at 106, didn't make weight today, and ends up getting fourth, a weird day for him. And again, you can't talk to every coach, and sometimes they don't tell you if they're sick or not, so you never know, but it was definitely not Wyatt's day. And then Andrew Schilke of Adams Central, a 14-3 major over Vinnie Pearson of Gibbon in the final. Larry, hopefully Wyatt, whatever it is, gets back to 106 and can finish the deal.
I think so. I think they'll get it fixed, Doug. I talked to Lucas today a little bit, and I think they'll get that fixed.
120, third place, Jorge Rodriguez of Wood River, an 8-5 win over McQuay Scott of Arcadia Loop City. And in the championship, it was Tom Roach of Donovan Trumbull pinning Peyton Broddick, the freshman of Adams Central, in 3 minutes and 11 seconds. At 126, Dylan Gilliland of Adams Central, winner by pin in 1:52 over Chet Quist of Donovan Trumbull. In the final, Dylan Pozoza of St. Paul over Taylor Erpelding of Wood River by 4 feet. Erpelding under the weather, and Pozoza is your conference champion. At 132, third place, Julie Sanchez, Arcadia Loop City, a 17-2 Tech fall over Ty Conley of Kearney Catholic. And in the final, Zach McNally of Donovan Trumbull, a 12-7 win over Peyton McCord. And we had it 14-7 on the board, but it says 12-7 here. And that was a 12-1 match. McCord came back but couldn't finish. McNally the winner. At 138, Lucas Kine of Centura takes third over Quentin Rockefeller of Gibbon in a pin at 257. And Adam Keating, another conference medal for Kearney Catholic, He stays undefeated with a pin over Eric Rosvet of Adams Central in 123. At 145, Sam Folkers of Ravenna takes third over Mark Zester of Adams Central 7-1. In the championship, David Gross, a late win over Joseph Feldner. St. Paul's David Gross 5-4 over Feldner of Kearney Catholic. At 152, Ryan Rogers of Kearney Catholic defeats Christian Thompson of Wood River 9-1. In the third place match in the championship, Tyler Ziegler of Adams Central, a 19-3 tech fall over Brennan Leach of Ord. 160 in the consolation, Jacob Padmas of St. Paul, a 4-14 pin over Juan Ledesma of Gibbon. And then Derek Lineski of Adams Central remains undefeated with a 12-3 major decision over Cade Swoboda of Ord. At 170, Bailey Brown of Centura takes third in a pin, 248 over Matt Jamison of St. Paul. In the finals, Colton Brown of Gibbon defeats Chaz Jansen of Adams Central 11-6. 182, third place, Ben Rickert, Wood River, 15-4 major over Lucas Zolkowski of Adams Central. Thomas Conley of Kearney Catholic wins another conference gold, 6-4 over Gage Smedra of Ord. 195, third place, Logan Douse, Arcadia Loop City by pin and 139 over Jacob Peters of Adams Central. Ryan Newyear of Gibbon wins it with a 437 pin over Kalen Garrett of Donovan Trumbull. 220, Austin Barg of Wood River takes third over Ozzie Rodriguez of Gibbon in a pin at 450. And Alex Meyer of Adams Central beats Brady Husenfeld of Centura 7-4 for the gold. And at heavyweight, Lane Harubi of Arcadia Loop City defeats Josh Meyer of Adams Central by pin at 157. And in the battle of 1-2, Colby Spees of Wood River, a 4-2 win over Aaron Bisbee of Gibbon. And he brings home the championship. Adams Central, Wood River, Kearney Catholic, the top three teams. And I guess, Jeff Babel, we'll start with you. Final thought on what you saw today.
Oh, a lot of good wrestling. And really the thing I get out of it is it's just a conference meet. It's a little bit more than those invitationals that kind of mean a little bit more. You face a lot of your rivals. You get some matchups going. So a lot of the thing is wow, where'd the season go? We're 2-3 weeks away. We saw a lot of matchups we wanted to see tonight. We saw a lot of one versus twos. You learn a lot about your opponent. You can go study tape. You know, a lot of these schools study tape. So I'm just impressed at a few matches, especially the 285 heavyweight matchup, getting the second win of the year for the Wood River kids. So a lot of great matchups. It's crazy to think that we're just 3 weeks away from districts, but I'm getting excited for it.
And Larry, we did see a lot of what we wanted to see today.
Yeah, no question. We saw a lot of good hard-fought matches. A lot of these kids that wrestled here today that we watched this afternoon are going to be Friday night and Saturday wrestlers at state tournament. We know that. And one of the things that we see, you know, that never seems to elude anybody is this time of year, guys are beat up, and you've got the secret, super secret squirrel injury or sickness or that you don't tell anybody. And sometimes, as you spoke about,
you guys are worse than football coaches.
So let me tell you, in this sport, you don't want anybody to know because they'll come after it, you know, no doubt about it. But, you know, you're starting to see some of those things crop up, and the toughness and the grit of February wrestling starting to show up here a little bit, and we saw it. Lou Platt Conference Tournament is always one of the best tournaments you'll go to all year, and it didn't disappoint today.
I know you got to get the Centura boys home, so Larry, we'll let you get out of here, see you at the state meet. We've got districts 2 weeks, 3 weeks down the road, the D3 at Amherst here on Classic Hits, and we know Amherst is going to win that, but there's always some great matchups.
Yeah, no question. The D3 is an incredible district. There will be good matchups. The question is, how many is Amherst going to take down the road? But in that district, you know, at heavyweight, you probably have number one and number two that are going to wrestle there. You know, we'll have that at several weights. So that's one you have to tune into if you're a local person.
All right, Larry, as always, thanks for the time, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Can't wait.
Larry Baker, Jeff Babel, and our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. You've been listening to the Pioneer Hybrid Seed Wrestling Recap, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer sales representative. To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. It was Donovan Trumbull, fifth, Gibbon fourth, Kearney Catholic third, Wood River second, Adams Central first, and again, your district champions are Wyatt Allen, Wood River, Andrew Schilke, Adams Central, Tom Roach, Donovan Trumbull, Dylan Pezoza, St. Paul, Zach McNally, Donovan Trumbull, Adam Keating, Kearney Catholic, David Gross, St. Paul, Tyler Ziegler, Adams Central, Derek Ledesky, Adams Central, Colton Brown, Gibbon, Thomas Conley, Kearney Catholic, Ryan Newyear, Gibbon, Alex Meyer, Adams Central, and Colby Spees, Wood River. This is Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us for the 2014 Lou Platte Conference Wrestling Tournament. The Kearney Catholic boys are at Boys Town for basketball tonight, 6:30 on ESPN 1460. Our basketball coverage continues next week here on Classic Hits. Tuesday, Centura is at St. Paul. So more Lou Platte action. Thursday, SEM is at Amherst. Friday, Elm Creek takes on Overton. This is Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment,